Hey, sorry, I don't know what happened. We got disconnected.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to log in on my computer with that credential and it says that it's invalid. So let me try on my phone, 43321. No, it says invalid credential. Try again.
Here, try let me try resetting number. Them to you.
Yeah, why don't you try with the business name, like the for the credential?
Here, I just reset it to you. Let's try that one more time.
Okay. And you send it where?
I texted it to you again.
Okay, to these which number?
So, I texted this to your 423.
Okay, the 423. Okay. I haven't got anything. See, that's what I was talking about, I think so.
Let me see real quick. I'm just looking at something for us. I appreciate it.
Can you send it to my email?
Yeah, let me send it to your email.
Yeah, I think that would be better because I'm on my computer right now. And...
Okay. One moment. And just try copying, pasting as I sent it.
Okay. I will do. Okay. Sorry, I didn't notice you send it.
All good.
Okay. All right. Let me try again. Is there any reason why you're not trying the business name as a login credential?
Yeah, that's just our standard with everyone to just make it as simple as possible and using their phone number or their business line.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, it's an invalid credential. Please try again.
Let me see real quick. I'm just going to get this handle.
There shouldn't be a space in between. I copy and paste.
Right, right. It should just be the number as I sent it, and then that password with no spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 423-321-2546. Cool money.
See real quick. I'm just checking something real quick. Sir, try using the other number, the 706.
And the same password, cool money?
Yeah, same password.
Okay. 706-402-2513, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's seen now.
Perfect.
It's now it says, looks like your subscription is not active.
Yeah, because we just haven't set up anything yet. But in the top right corner, you should see your name and then your initials that you can click on. And then click account settings.
How long is this going to take?
Not more than 10 minutes.
Okay, because I only have a few more minutes.
Yeah, we'll get this done within 10 minutes now. We got all the heavy lifting out of the way. But click your initials in the top right corner and then click account settings.
All right, give me just a second.
Interesting.
Ok, ya está. Mija, ¿por qué no la vas a traer? Oh, ¿a qué hora te mano? I didn't even hear. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just got 10 more minutes. Okay. What did you say?
Click your initials in the top right corner, right next to your name, and then click account settings.
Okay. Where is that at? Do I have to press on reactivate account?
No. On the top right corner, you should see your name, and then right next to it, your initials, which would be NF, and then you click on the NF.
You said on the top right corner.
Right, like the opposite side of where the local Splash logo is.
Yeah, there is no an issue there. It's just a little circle.
Okay, so click that circle and then you should see account settings.
Okay.
And then click account settings. And once you click that, you should see an option. You should see personal info, password, and then billing.
Yeah, no, it's not giving me, it's not taking me anywhere.
When you click account settings?
No, do I need to press reactivate account?
I don't believe so.
Okay, because it says, oh, it looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate your account now to keep your online information accurate and see your advanced reporting. I can try it. You can try to reactivate account now. Yeah, it took me to the next billing, but it didn't give me no access to anything.
Okay, so
Okay,
when you
account
click,
setting. Okay, account setting. Yeah, I have to press on that now. It's giving me account setting. Yeah.
perfect. And yeah, you
Okay.
click account settings, and then you'll see six different options. It'll say personal info, password, and then billing. We're going to click on billing.
Okay.
And then you're going to click on payment info right above next billing.
Okay. Okay,
Yeah.
so you haven't even created a portal or yeah, a portal yet.
Right,
Okay,
so.
payment info you said, right?
Yes, sir. And then here's
Okay.
exactly where you put all of that in.
Okay. Okay. Okay, next time Velasquez company. Do I have to put the company name?
If it's on the card.
Okay. Nah.
Perfect.
French, I'm gonna pay you. Oh, you only take Visa or MasterCard?
We take Visa, MasterCard, we take
Okay,
American Express.
yeah,
Yeah.
American Express, yeah. No, I think I got this cover. Let me see.
Perfect.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, because I'm not with American, with Discover, I can, if I have a, have had an issue, I can dispute the transaction and say, nope. Okay. All right. Okay. Expiration date. Okay. Code. All right, and then press update.
Yes, sir.
Okie doke. All right, billing information detail. Your billing information has been updated successfully. Okay. Oh no. Oh, I didn't know card saved to the right thing. Confirm the saving date. Okay. So what's next?
Let me get this together for us. One moment.
Oh, I didn't put the phone number. I guess, yeah. I guess we can do that later.
Yeah, just click update from there and then.
Yeah, it says that your billing information has been updated successfully.
Perfect.
So,
Right. Now let me just get this together. And so with this, we're going to, just in today's climate, just because from the sheer amount of traffic we're getting you in just today's climate, the likelihood of you getting like a spam or spoof call is kind of likely. Like, we'll never give out your personal information or anything, but we want to prevent anything malicious from happening at all. So we set up a security question with you. So essentially, if you ever get a call from us or someone that's posing as us and you're suspicious about it, you would ask them this question. We would immediately answer it for you to verify. Now, we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
First pet's name.
Perfect. Dan, what's the answer for that one?
Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y. Junior.
Or actually, I think you do need to put the phone number in there.
Okay. I don't think you would let me. Yeah, it won't let me anymore. Yeah.
Did you try clicking like the whole account settings and everything?
No, I really wanted to just get this done out of the way.
Okay. All right. And before I can complete that purchase, I just need you to, let me see here. All right, so before I can complete this purchase, I just have to do something called our voice verification script. It's essentially just an added form of protection for you, as well as it outlines our service agreement. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you have any questions or confused about what I'm saying, go ahead and stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay, how long is this going to take?
Just literally like 5 minutes or less.
Okay, because I'm running out of time. I got to go pick up my truck. Go ahead.
Sure. All right, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wawaska Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Natalie Velasquez, owner / manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And if you could go ahead and open up your contacts page, I'm going to give you our phone number. It should be the only one that you call us from, as well as where we contact you from. You can save it under Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay, I'm sorry, say that again.
Local Splash is the name you're going
to
put
out. But what is it that you need me to do?
Go to your contacts in your phone to add a new contact.
Okay. All right. Local Splash?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. What are the numbers?
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
6225. Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, September 11th, 2024, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Processing that. Could you check your billing information again? Because it's having an issue just processing it. I don't know if it updated correctly on your end.
Okay. Total one, Fox Street, LaGrange, Georgia, 3. Okay. 30240. Yeah, that's the correct zip code. No, it's good. The information is good. Let me check the card information. Okay. Okay. I see here. Yeah, I see the expiration month is wrong.
Perfect. Thank you for catching me.
August 2025/7. Okay. Let me see if I can update that. All right. I just updated.
All right. Back with this.
Do I need my computer anymore? Because I really need to go.
I don't think so, sir. I think that's, if you updated everything correctly, if you filled out all the fields and put the phone number in there, that should be fine. I'm just waiting for it to update on my end.
Okay.
A few moments. It should be over. We should be done with this quickly.
Yeah. Or, yeah, because I need to start heading to pick up my truck. What time do you usually get off?
We get off at your time at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, if you give me just a minute, I just need to make a phone call.
I can hang out on hold if you don't mind. I have no problem with that if you need to make a call.
Yeah. Go ahead and mark the number with him. Let's do that. I think they need to talk to me about my truck or something. I had it.
Yeah. Just handle that call. I'll be here, just sorting out this little thing.
Yeah.
That
go ahead and.
Process.
I'll be on the phone. I'm gonna use my wife's phone. So.
Okay. Yeah. No rush.
Yeah,
whenever you get back, I'll be right here.
Okay. Let me know whenever that updates and the payment is going through. Let me know.
Yeah, and we'll get everything scheduled. But I'll just be right here. You can make that call, and whenever you're done with that, you can just take me off hold. I have no problem with staying on hold.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, so I think the issue is on that billing information, if you filled in the phone number, the business phone number, you have to remove that. And then just make sure you're clicking update.
Okay, then how do I do that?
So you go to the same place, you click account settings again, and then go to billing, and then that payment info section.
Okay, account settings, and go to billing. So I pretty much have to do the whole thing again?
Yeah, just to make sure if it's not there, it's not submitted correctly.
Okay. Okay. But now, okay, and I just press on payment info?
Yeah, payment info, and then fill out, like, first and last name, address for the card, and then, like, the card information, everything. Just leave the business phone section blank.
Yeah, no, it's not giving me an option. Let's see. Yeah, it's not giving me an option to, for some reason, there is a zero on that business phone.
Yeah, that's just fine. That's meant to be.
Well, yeah, but I didn't put anything on it. So it's not letting me to. Mm-hmm.
That's just to make sure that we don't have you put anything in there. I think that's taken care of. Sometimes it's an option for people to fill it in, but we just make sure that you don't. And then everything else on there should be right, and you just click update.
Okay. I did it again. This is I hope it didn't go through twice.
Yeah, I haven't processed the payment yet.
It says your billing information has been updated, but yeah, there's no number on the business phone number. There's no number. It's just that zero, but that's it.
Okay. And like your card number is in there and everything, and the expiration date and everything's correct.
Yeah, the card is there now. You can try to refresh and see if it went through, if you like. If not, I can put the card number again.
Yeah, try that and just make sure all the information's correct, and then just make sure you're clicking update when you're done.
All right. Okay. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll be back with you.
I am.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, you're still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about that. I just...
No problem.
Cut my call for service in.
No problem. Let me see.
All right, so... What you get? Did you get it done?
No, the billings on my end still isn't updated from what I can tell.
Okay. Then I don't know what the issue is because I'm filling up everything. All right, let me see one thing. Maybe the last name. Maybe they have a different last name. First name, last name. Okay, I think I saw the, I found the issue.
Thank you.
Yeah, Natalie. All right, on my card and the name, it says, it appears as Natalie B. Lopez, like initial B in the middle. What would be the best way to...
B. Lopez, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be like just a B with a dot on, behind it, like a period, and then I guess a space, and then you would...
Okay, all right. Let's try that.
And it's Lopez?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my last name is Velasquez. The mother last name was Lopez, but yeah, some people use Lopez, they put B as an initial. Yeah, so I don't know why they do that. So let me try that. Maybe that is okay. Because I already put all the information one by one, and that's the only thing I just caught. So let me try that, and you can refresh on your end. It went through from here.
Yeah, and then just make sure that you're hitting that update. And then from
there. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you.
One minute. I'll be right back.
Sure thing.
All right, any luck this time?
Let's take a look. No, not that I can see. Let me see here real quick. It's not taking it for some reason. I'm trying to figure this out.
Still nothing?
Yeah, I'm really trying it. Refreshing and it's just not taking up. I understand you don't want to give it over the phone, but I could try it that way if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Would I be able to tell here if it goes true or?
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna, like I said, you're gonna get the. Okay, never mind. I got it all done. Let me get it.
Okay.
All right, so let's get this client interview. Well, actually, you should have received our, I'm going to send you our terms and conditions that I need you to sign, and then
okay.
We can go ahead and schedule that client interview.
Okay.
And which phone number would you like me to text this to, your 423 or your 706?
For the schedule of the interview?
No, this is just like to sign our terms and conditions.
Can you send it to my email, please?
It should have been already sent to your email.
Okay. Let's see. All right. I have to read the terms and conditions. So I will not be able to do that today. I'm already went over the time that I was supposed to.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you could just sign that before your client interview, that's really important for us. You can take all the time you need to review that. But just sign it when you're done with that because they're going to definitely look for it. Let's go ahead and schedule your client interview. What time tomorrow would be best for you if you want to do it tomorrow?
I would say around 9. How long does it take?
About 20 to 40 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I would say around 9. Okay. All
right. Let's get that together.
Yeah.
We can do 10 o'clock if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, from 10 to 12, that would
and
work.
And is
yeah.
your 423 number an okay one to contact you from?
Yes, 423. Yes, that's a good number. I mean, you've been able to reach me there. So, yeah, you try that first, and then if you can reach me there, then we can do the other one. The personal number if you need to.
Perfect.
Yeah. I have not received the terms and conditions yet in my email. Or the, yeah.
Here, let me try resending it.
I hope this really works.
It definitely will, sir.
And I, yeah, and trust me, I haven't done this before, so I'm putting a lot of effort in it. Going more. So I really hope that it works. Yeah, still haven't got anything. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm just sending that to you now.
Oh, okay. A la iglesia, a las 7 creo. Uh-huh. Hey, you should come with me.
I'm too tired. Just sleeping.
Here, I'll just send it through my email. I think it should work just fine like that because it's having issues doing that. All right, I just sent that to you via email.
And you send it to wawaskaservices@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for some reason, one day an update, but okay. Yeah, transmission, please find, we'll find. Okay, I think I got it now. It's saying that it's sending me a copy of my invoice, but I have not received anything as far as the invoice.
I sent you a text of it as well.
The number, the 423 number?
Yes, sir. I can also send it to your personal number if you'd like.
Yeah, do that because I'm not getting them.
All right, I just sent them.
I don't know what the deal is with this thing. Maybe I need to update that. Okay, I got it. I got it to you. Okay, fine. Yeah, it just says that you send me a copy of my invoice to my email, but I haven't received anything on the email. So if you want
to. Yeah, I'll get that corrected. That corrected for sure. I'm going to go ahead and schedule you for that client interview tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You'll receive an invite for that as well to your email. It'll just be a phone call to that 423 number. And I'll actually be at the start of that phone call just to make sure we're introducing you to the specialist and getting you all introduced and everything. There is nothing else we need to do currently except for you just to review those terms and conditions when you get the chance and sign off on them. But otherwise, we're good to go. We'll get that client interview rolling tomorrow.
Okie doke. That sounds good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to do all this with me, and I think it's going to be a fantastic relationship with us. It's really just going to be a game changer for you and your business.
Hope so.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. The hell?